On the other hand, if you are prepared for this, Iman is not cheap. Islam is not cheap. Saying that I am a Muhammadi is not cheap. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Allah says, do you just think you are going to enter into Jannat like that? My Jannat is so cheap. As yet the harms and the difficulties and the hardships striving in the path of Allah that came on the nations of the past have not yet come to you. They suffered, they strove in the way of Allah. They underwent hardship and difficulty to such an extent that the Rasul and the followers of the Rasul at that time said, when is the help of Allah going to come? Allah says, listen, Allah's help is very near. So Abbas bin Nadla says to them that if you are prepared to remain firm and fulfill the dictates of this bayat, then only do so, because there is nothing better for you in this dunya and akhirat. The Ansar of Medina, they have one question only. They turn to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they say, O Nabi of Allah, if we give everything, our homes are emptied, our lives are given in the path of Allah to convey this deen of Allah so that humanity can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat, and so that the greatness of Allah and the beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can reach the four corners of the world. The foundation of that was being laid. They said, O Nabi of Allah, if we fulfill the dictates of this, then what will Allah give us? He says, Al-Jannah, Allah will give you Jannat. Without hesitation, they say, Ubsut yadak, stretch out your hand. We are ready to take bayat. That bayat formed the foundation of the hijrat, where Ansar-e-Madina said, we are ready to give everything. Muhajireen in Makkah were commanded, leave your home, leave your birthplace, leave your family, leave your wealth, leave your businesses and strive in the path of Allah. For the conveyance of Allah's deen, you have to leave your birthplace and proceed to Medina Munawara. This supreme qurbani, this supreme sacrifice, where the message was sounded out that Allah has bought our wealth and Allah has bought our lives in return for Jannat. We are an ummat of qurbani. We are an ummat that will strive for hidayat. We are an ummat that will give our wealth and our lives for the effort of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On that qurbani, the Islamic calendar started. And every year in Muharram, this ummat is reminded that what was Muharram? Where did your calendar start? So that you understand what is your purpose in this world. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Allah says, amongst the believers are men that have fulfilled the covenant with Allah, that have been true in their promise to Allah. Some have given their lives in the path of Allah for the sake of hidayat. And some are waiting to strive in the way of Allah and sacrifice everything for Allah. Each year, Muharram reminds us of those who had fulfilled the covenant of Allah, covenant with Allah. And what better reminder? What better reminder than those Mubarak and those pure souls in whose body flowed the blood of none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the family of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha gave birth to her first child, she brought this child to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He asked her, that, "Oh Fatima, oh my daughter, what have you named him?" She says, "I have named him Harb, courageous warrior," is the meaning. He said, "No, this son of mine, his name is Hassan." 11 months later, she brings the next child. Again he asks her, "What did you name him?" She says, "Harb." He says, "No, this son of mine, his name is Hussein." Hassan and Hussein, according to one riwayat, that before the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these names were concealed from humanity, because Allah had preserved it first for the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are those personalities. One sahabi narrates that one day kana yakhutubuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving khutbah of Jumu'ah. Khutbah of Jumu'ah in Masjid al-Nabawi, and the majma'i sahaba. And all of a sudden, he says, Hassan and Hussein, two small babies, they come to the door of the masjid. وَعَلَيْهِمَا قَمِيصَانْ أَحْمَرَانْ يَمْشِرَانْ وَيَمْشِيَانْ وَيَعْثَرَانْ. They were dressed handsomely. And because they were so little, they couldn't walk properly. They were walking and falling down, walking and falling down. He says, فَنَزَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ الْمِنْبَرِ فَأَخَذَهُمَا فَوَضَعَهُمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ ثُمَّ قَالْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ نَظَرْتُ إِلَى هَذَيْنِ الصَّبِيَّيْنِ فَلَمْ أَصْبِرْ حَتَّى قَطَعْتُ حَدِيثِي وَرَفَعْتُهُمَا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sahaba say he stopped his khutbah, Jumu'ah khutbah. He stopped his khutbah, got off from the minbar, went to these two babies, picked them up, brought them back with him, climbed onto the minbar again. The one hand is Hassan, the other hand is Hussein. Then he said, "My Allah spoke the truth. My Allah spoke the truth. Your wealth and your children will be a test for you." He said, "I saw my two little babies. I saw my two little babies. I could not contain myself. I could not contain myself. The love I have for them forced me to stop my khutbah and go and fetch them." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking in the streets of Medina. He came past the little children, Hassan and Hussein. He started playing with them, like how the equivalent in today's time, contemporary times, catch me, like that. He was saying, catch me, and playing with the children. Finally, he lifts Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says, "Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma, uhibbuhu. Oh Allah, I love him. Oh Allah, you also love him. And Ya Allah, you love those that love him." On one occasion, Sahaba saw him carrying Hassan and Hussein, and they asked him, "O Nabi of Allah, atuhibbuhuma? Do you love them?" He says, "Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. O Allah, I love them. Fa'ahbib man ahabbahuma. Love those who love them and hate those who hate them." In one riwayat it comes, "Husaynum minni wa ana min al Husayn." Husayn is from me and I am from Husayn. One night he comes to the home of Fatima radiallahu anha. She is sleeping. Ali radiallahu anhu is sleeping. Hassan gets up. He says, "I am thirsty." Fatima gets up to fetch something. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicates to her to carry on sleeping. And he goes out of the house. There was a goat whose udders had dried up. It could no more give milk. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed his Mubarak hand over the udder of this goat and it filled up with milk. Thereafter he milked it. And he brought the milk into the house. In the interim, Hussein had woken up. And Hussein, by nature, was very energetic. So he ran forward first and he said, "Give me milk." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hussein that you go back he gave milk first to Hassan, then to Hussein. Fatima, seeing this in surprise, she said, O Nabi of Allah, do you love Hassan more than Hussein? He said, no, but the one who asked first should be given first. And thereafter, he said to her that, O Fatima, you and these two children of mine, and he pointed to Ali radiallahu anhu. In this entire incident, Ali was still sleeping. And he said to the one, he pointed to him and said, the one that is sleeping there, all of us, bimakanin wahidin yawm al-qiyamah, we will be together in one place on the day of judgment. Muarikhin say that in reality, he did have slightly more love for Hassan than he had for Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Many times he would say that Hassan is my son and Hussein is Ali's son. They say from head to the waist, Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu would resemble Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from the waist to the bottom, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu would resemble Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With regards to the appearance of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, it is mentioned, kana rab'atan, laysa bil-tawil wala bil-qasil. He was of average height. He was not very tall, nor was he short. The same description comes for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rajilu shar, Hussein's hair would be curly. He would wear an amama, a turban. At times he would allow his hair to come so long that it would touch up to his neck. Wasi al-jabin, he had a broad forehead. Musharrabul loan, his complexion was shiny. He had a tinge of redness in it. Ghakhm al-idham, ba'idama bain al-mankibain, his bones were well formed and he was very broad shouldered. Kathul lihya, he had a very thick beard. Kana fi sawtihi ghunna, his voice had a musical tinge and musical sound to it. Sometimes some people's voices are such, when you hear that person, you think it's better if he kept quiet. But the voice of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, muarikhin say, there was a musical intonation to his voice. Rahbal kaffaini wal qadimain, his palms were broad and his feet were broad. Amongst the Arabs, there is a knowledge which is called ilm al-qiyafa. The literal English translation of it is physiognomy. In layman's terms, it is a knowledge by which the characteristics of a person are judged by his appearance. And in that knowledge, it is mentioned that anyone whose palms and feet are broad, in his characteristic, there will be courage and generosity. And we find that both these qualities were there in Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Muharram, what better example of qurbani, what better example of fulfilling the covenant of Allah than those Mubarak souls, where it is said that in the group of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there were 40 on horseback, 32 on foot. Of them, riwayats vary. In one riwayat it comes 16, 117, 123 were from the Ahle Bayt, the direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's five brothers, from Ali's other wives, from Ali radiallahu anhu's other wives, Abbas, Uthman, Ja'far, Abdullah and Muhammad. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's three sons, Ali Akbar, Abdullah and Muhammad. Ali Akbar, Abdullah and Abu Bakr. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu's two sons, Qasim and Abu Bakr. Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhumas two sons, Aun and Muhammad. Muslim bin Aqil radiallahu ta'ala anhu's sons, Muhammad. Direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah blessed them that this shahadat was not on an ordinary day, but the shahadat took place on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, the same day in which Allah Ta'ala freed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from Fir'aun, the same day which Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had commanded his ummah to fast, and that hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, it is mentioned that once someone asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that what is the benefit of fasting on the day of Ashura, he said it will wipe away the sins of the previous year, so that every Ashura when my ummati will fast, his previous year's sins will get forgiven, so that his slate will start off again. However, ulama have mentioned that because the Jews used to fast on Ashura, this ummat, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَإِنْ حَيِّتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِعُ, that if I have to live, remain alive till the next year, when it was pointed out to him that the Jews are also fasting, he said, if I have to live alive till the next year, then I will fast on the 9th also. To that extent, even in ibadat, forget in dressing, and forget in appearance, even in ibadat, in a simple thing like this, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not tolerate that we should imitate the Jews in any way. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu put on the right hand side Zuhair bin Qain, on the left hand side Habib bin Mutahhir. Abbas, his brother, was the flag bearer, and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself was in the middle. And they said to Umar bin Saad and Shimr, the army which Ibn Ziyad had sent, they said, Ala rajul li rajul, Ala rajul li rajul, come one by one. Four of them would come, and this four would dispel them. Then another four would come, and this four would dispel them. Shimr said to them, that don't do this. If you are going to come one by one, all of you will perish, because they are fighting to die and you are fighting to live. All 3,000 of you attack at one time. At that time, Buraid bin Huzair, one of the companions of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he addressed the people of Kufa, and he said, may Allah be a witness, not in my youth and not in my old age now have I ever stood with batil. Between me and Jannat, between me and the Dastarkhan of Allah and embracing the hoors of Jannat is just that much that one of the people of Kufa should kill me, then I am ready to give my life. That jazba and that zeal they had, akhirat was in front of them. The first one from the companions of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu to drink from the cup of shahadat was Muslim bin Awsaj. As he fell, Habib bin Mutahhir said to him, Abshir bil Jannah, become happy, Jannat is yours. He smiled at Habib bin Mutahhir and he said, Basharak Allah bil Khair, may Allah Ta'ala also bless you. And then pointing to Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Oh Habib, make sure that before his life is given, your life must be given. Let it not be that his life is given before yours. Coming, before we continue, coming back to what we had mentioned earlier, that this was not a coincidence that these Mubarak souls were blessed with Shahadat on the day of Ashura. It was Thursday, the 9th of Muharram, when the army of Umar bin Saad laid siege to the companions of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hussein radiallahu anhu sent his brother Abbas that intercede with them and ask them to give us one more day's respite. Sending him off, he was leaning on his sword and he dozed off. All of a sudden he woke up and he said to his companions that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I saw my grandfather in a dream, and he told me that, oh my grandson, prepare yourself, you are coming to us now. Zainab, his sister, when she heard this, she burst into tears. He looked at her and he said, Ya Ukhayyak, O my sister, La yudhibanna hilmuka shaytan. Do not let shaytan take away your courage and your tolerance. And then he recited those couplets which were narrated by Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who at that time was a little youngster who was sick in the tent of Hussein radiallahu anhu, that Uffin laka ya dahru min khalili, kam laka bil ishraqi wal asili, min sahibin aw talibin qatili, والدهر لا يقنع بالبديل وإنما الأمر إلى الجليل وكل حي سالك السبيل. He says, oh time, I'm cutting it very short, we'll take a few more minutes of your time. He said, oh time, how disloyal a companion you are. You have never stood with anyone, whether he was a king and a ruler, whether he was a pauper. You made each person the target of your revenge and your retribution, and one by one you cut them down. إِنَّمَا الْأَمْرُ إِلَى الْجَلِيلِ. Everything will have to return back to Allah. وَكُلُّ حَيٍّ سَالِكُ السَّبِيلِ. And every living person will have to drink from the cup of death. He said, oh Zainab, my grandfather was a better person than me. He drank from the cup of death. My father was a better person than me. He drank from the cup of death. My mother was a better person than me. She drank from the cup of death. My brother was a better person than me. He drank from the cup of death. Now my turn has come. And he said to his companions, I did not request one more night's respite because I feared giving my life for the sake of Allah's deen and for the sake of haq. But I requested this respite so that this night also could be spent crying before Allah. And he said, Allah be a witness, the life of this world held no attraction for me, in that it was an opportunity to gather material wealth of this world. The only attraction for me in the life of this world was the opportunity to fast in the day, and the opportunity to make tilawat of Quran, and the opportunity to get up in the dead of night and cry before Allah. Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was on his deathbed, he said, oh Allah, you be a witness. This world never held any attraction for me. This dunya never held any attraction for me. I had no love for the life of this world, except that it gave me an opportunity to, on a very hot day, bear the pangs of thirst while fasting. And it gave me an opportunity to strive in the path of Allah. And it gave me an opportunity to sit in the majlis of deen. Besides this, there was no attraction for me in this dunya. These were those who had akhirat in front of them. Then Zuhair bin Qain, as the spear goes through his body and he's falling, he grabs hold of the hand of Hussein radiallahu anhu and he says, Aqdim hudi tahadiyam mahdiya al-yawma talqa jaddaka al-nabiyya hasanan wal-murtada aliyya dhal-janahin ja'far al-kamiyya wa asad Allah hamzat al-shaheena. He's breathing his last. He grabs hold of the hand of Hussein radiallahu anhu and he says, go ahead, go ahead. You are on hidayat and Allah used you to give hidayat to others. Go ahead. Today you are going to meet your grandfather. Today you are going to meet your grandfather. Your father Ali is waiting for you. Hassan is waiting for you. Your uncle Jafar, Dhal Janahin, whose both hands were cut in Muta. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I saw him flying with two wings in Jannat. He says, the owner of the two wings, Jafar, is waiting for you. And the lion of Allah, your uncle, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who is waiting for you. Go ahead, you have nothing to fear. Sa'id bin Abdullah Hanafi, rahmatullah alayhi, he says to Hussein radiallahu anhu, if I had been told by Allah that I would be given 1,000 lives, and I had to sacrifice all 1,000 lives so that your life could be spared, I would have been ready to do so. But like this, one by one, drinks from the cup of shahadat, till finally Abis bin Abi Shabib, So courageously for the Muarikhin say that at times 200 people would be running and he would be running behind them. Finally, Shimmer commanded his army to pelt him with stones till eventually he also becomes shaheed. Now it is only the family, the direct descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amongst them, the first to become shaheed, Ali Akbar, the eldest son of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His fingers are cut off, his hands are cut off. Finally, the spear is pierced in his chest, and as he falls, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu picks up the body of his son. And he says, "Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, how oppressive is that nation that has extinguished this lantern and this light." He says, "Oh my son, tomorrow a day is coming when the plaintiff on your behalf will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Saying that, he picks the body of his son, takes it behind the tent. And like this, as each family member, then was Muhammad, the son of Muslim bin Abi Aqil, and then Aun and Muhammad, the sons of Abdullah bin Ja'far. Each one he picked them up, and as he placed them down behind his tent, he would say, "Talhaq bi abaika salihin." You are meeting your salih and your pious forefathers. You are going back. I am bidding farewell to you, to your pious forefathers. Then the son of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of Hassan radiallahu anhu, Qasim, it is said he was very, very handsome. As he is surrounded from every direction, the enemies overpower him. He starts shouting out for his uncle. Hussein starts rushing towards him. But the throng of the enemy is such that by the time he reaches Qasim bin Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is lying on the ground. And his feet are shaking. It is in the throes of death. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu looks at his nephew. And he says, "Oh my nephew, I cannot express to you in words the pain and the remorse that is going through my heart that I was unable to answer your plea for assistance. But the fact of the matter is, قَلَّ نَاصِرُهُ وَكَثُرَ وَاتِرُهُ." That today the helpers of your uncle are few, and the enemies and opposition of your uncle are many, and you also have reached a place where you are no longer in need of calling out for help. Saying this, he picks up the body of Qasim bin Hassan and holds it against his chest, and then carries it and places it with the other members of his family, saying, "Talhaq bi abaika salihin." And like this, one by one of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam become shaheed. To such an extent that in the interim, one little baby crawls out from the tent. The name of this child is not mentioned in the books of history, but the description is mentioned that this child was shining like a pearl, very handsome. Hani bin Thabit runs forward. Hussein radiallahu anhu shouts out to him that, "Leave the child alone, the child will not harm you in any way." But the darkness had overtaken their hearts to such an extent that he rushes up to this child, and this defenseless, helpless child, he cuts off the head of this child. If this world, if this dunya was a place of retribution, then this merciless act would have been sufficient for the whip of Allah's azab to come. But the reality, my respected brothers, is that this world is too small. The real retribution is coming. In this world, the one who drinks sharab and the one who drinks milk are walking together. In this world, the oppressor and the oppressed are walking together. In this world, the one who honors his parents and the one who grabs hold of the collar of his father and speaks arrogantly to his own parent, they are walking together. In this world, the one who stays away from riba and haram and the one whose day and night is spent in riba and haram are walking together. But a day is coming when the announcement will be made, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, that today the sinners must come to one side. That is the day when no bribery and no lawyer and no system of this world is going to save us. The day when Allah says, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. When the scales of Allah's justice will be laid out, there will be no zulm or oppression. And if that action was as small as a tiny mustard seed, that action will also be brought. Amongst the wives of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rubaba was his most beloved wife. There were two sisters, Rubaba and Salma. Ali radiallahu anhu got Salma married to Hassan and Rubaba married to Hussein. From Rubaba, there was a little baby, Abdullah bin Hussein. He sends for the little baby. He's tired, exhausted, and he picks up the little baby in his hand, cuddling it and kissing it, making al-wida with his most beloved child. And at that juncture, Ibn al-Muwaqqid fires the arrow, which enters the neck of this little baby while it is in the hand of its father, and the head is separated from the body. Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu collects the blood of his child in his hands, and then he raises his hand up to the heavens and he says, "Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, if this is your decision today to withhold your help from me, then oh my Allah, I accept and I am happy with your decision. But oh Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, you be the one to take revenge on my behalf." Even those who had opposed him, they say, "We have never seen an individual like this." One by one, his family members were slaughtered around him. Yet they say he did not shed a single tear. And he remained a rock, a stalwart of sabr and patience. Finally, it is only Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who left. 3 days he has had no water to drink. He tries to go towards the stream to drink water. And the arrow of Hussein bin Tamim is fired. It strikes him in his chin. The blood starts pouring out. Again he looks towards the heavens. And he says, "Oh my Allah, I am weak and you are strong. Allahumma ahsihim adad, waqtulhum badad, wala tubqi minhum ahad, wala tatruk minhum ahad." Oh Allah, you take revenge on my behalf. Muarrikhin say that Hussein bin Tamim, who had fired the arrow, suddenly he says to his companions, "I am thirsty." They give him water, then they give him milk, and then they give him water. He keeps on asking, I am thirsty, till eventually his stomach bursts open and he dies an excruciating death. That Allah at that juncture shows the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we are with you. Finally, it is only him, surrounded from every direction, and they inexorably draw closer to him. Zur'a bin Shariq Tamimi strikes him on his shoulder, and finally it is Anas bin San'an bin Abi Nakha'i who drives the spear through the chest of Sayyidina Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and thereafter he cuts off his head and hands it over to Khola bin Yazid. There was still some greater martaba and status which Allah Ta'ala wanted to give them, so that Umar bin Saad commands his army to run their horses over the bodies of the companions of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all 72 of them, their heads are severed from their bodies. As the family members, the women and children are being escorted away, Zainab, the sister of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as the family members, the women and children are being escorted away. Zainab, the sister of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she turns around and she looks at the 72 beheaded members of her family and her companions. And she recites and utters that heart-rending poem, which the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, it is impossible to translate it or to express the depth of pain that is found in this expression when she says, Ya Muhammada, Ya Muhammada, Salla alayka Allah wa malakus sama hadha Husaynun bil ara muzammilun bid dima muqatta'ul a'dha ya muhammada ya muhammada banatuka as-sabaya wa dhurriyyatuka muqattala tasfi 'alayha as-saba. She says, oh my grandfather, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah send his blessings upon you, and may the angels of Allah send salawat and durood upon you. Come and see today what has happened to your family. Come and see today what has happened to your Hussein. Today he is lying on the battlefield. His head has been cut off. Muqatta'ul a'dha. His limbs have been cut off. His flesh and bones have been separated. Muzammilum bid-dima. He has been covered in a chadar, in a blanket of his own blood. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma in Madina Munawara, around this time he's sleeping, he wakes up all of a sudden. Fastarja, and he recites Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. His companions ask him that, oh Ibn Abbas, what has happened? He says, Ra'itu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my dream. وَفِي يَدِهِ قَارُورَةٌ مِّن دَمْ. In his hand he had a bottle full of blood. He was full of grief and sadness. He addressed me and he said, Oh Ibn Abbas, do you know, أَتَعْلَمْ مَا فَعَلَتْ أُمَّتِي. Do you know what my ummah has done with my family members? قَتَلُوا الْحُسَيْن. They have killed my Hussein. They have made my Hussein shaheed. وَهَذَا دَمُهُ وَدَمُ أَصْحَابِهِ أَرْفَعُهُمَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And this bottle contains his blood and the blood of his companions. I will be the plaintiff on their behalf before Allah. Salma narrates that I entered upon Umm Salma radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen. She says, I found her crying. So I asked her, why are you crying? She says, oh Salma, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in my dream. His hair was full of dust. His beard was full of dust. He was full of grief. I said to him, oh my beloved Nabi, what has happened? He said to me, oh Umm Salma, hadartu maqtala Hussein anifa. I am just coming from the scene of the murder of Hussein radiallahu anhu. The khabar of this incident reached Madina Munawara 4 days later. Muarikhin say that both these dreams, when it was calculated, it was seen at exactly the time that the incident of Karbala took place. She said, oh my grandfather, look at your Hussein, look at Qasim, look at Aun, look at Abdullah, look at Usman. Ya Muhammada, banatuka sabaya. Today your daughters have become prisoners. Today your family members have become prisoners. Wa dhurriyyatuka muqattala, and your family has been murdered. There is no one to bury them. The sand has become their qabr and their cloak. Every year Muharram reminds this ummah of that qurbani and that sacrifice that was given. Mentioning incidents is not the objective, my respected brothers. We have to understand the sabak and the lesson of the incident. On one statement, their dunya could have become a jannat. On one statement, the lap of luxury and wealth would have been opened up for them. But they were not prepared to sell themselves. They were not prepared to go against the oath which they made with Allah, that this life belongs to Allah, this wealth belongs to Allah. For position and status in this world, we will not sacrifice the covenant and the promise which we have made with Allah. We have to ask ourselves, on the one hand, we mention the incidents, on the one hand, we may shed tears, but what message are our actions sounding out? That person who lies and cheats in the bazaar, that person who usurps the rights of others, that person who azan upon azan falls on deaf ears, that person whose every day is making war with Allah, tomorrow on the day of judgment, will he be raised up in the saf of Hussein or will be raised up in the saf of the enemies of Hussein radiallahu anhuma? Karbala's like this have taken place, are taking place and will take place, so that the blood of the pure slaves of Allah will become the water which will fertilize the land, and their flesh and their bones will form the fertilizer, so that the desert of kufr and the desert of darkness and the desert of deviation will once again be brought alive. My respected brothers, the call and the need of the hour is Tawbah. Each year Muharram reminds us to renew our contract with Allah, to put the brakes on the way of life of the enemies of Allah Ta'ala and come onto that way of life which Allah wants and which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam desired for his ummah. So the call of the hour, the need, my respected brothers, is Tawbah. And to take the lesson of hijrat, to take the lesson of qurbani, to take the lesson of sacrifice. May Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq to take the lesson behind these incidents, not just be entertained by hearing these waqi'at, but to understand the lesson of qurbani that is behind this. And before we make dua, one last thing. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned with regard to the day of Ashura, then man wassa'a ala ahlihi yawma ashura wassa'a Allahu alayhi sa'ira sanatihi. One is the virtue of fasting on the day of Ashura, and the other is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person who is generous to his family on the day of Ashura, Allah will be generous to him for the rest of the year. So we should spend this day in ibadat, in making tawbah, and also in fasting. Increase our generosity upon our family members. Many of the Salaf Salihin have mentioned that we tested this. We tested this virtue, and practically Allah showed us that when we were generous on the day of Ashura, Allah was generous with us for the rest of the year. So may Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله O most merciful, O most kind Allah. Ya Allah, you are the owner of the heavens and the earth, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Accept us, accept our families, and accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you use us. Give us the tawfiq to make our 5 times salah with jamaat, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to bring our lives on sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to bring our lives on sunnah. Give us the love of sunnah, Ya Allah. Give us the love of sunnah. Grant us your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu 'abduka wa rasuluk sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adaka minhu 'abduka wa rasuluk sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Antal musta'an wa 'alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa mutana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillah.